And Joe knows this more than anybody. History will tell you that you can't skate through. I mean, you talk about South Carolina, Vandy, Auburn, Mississippi State, Tennessee are all shoe-in wins. So.
Oh, let's go to Joe.
Yeah, there aren't very many layups.
I brought
in the
Joe.
SEC.
I was trying to trans.
That's good.
You know, segue into Joe, Mark.
Good right. there, Mark, Frank. Very good.
Yep. Thank you. You're trying.
And you are right that you know a few years ago you could kind of look at some games and say, okay, that's a guaranteed win. That's a guaranteed win. I just don't think you can do that anymore.
For Vanderbilt, and I'm not a huge believer in all the bulletin board stuff, but for them to be predicted at 1-7 in the SEC, I mean, come on, that to me. Would bother me a little bit if I'm getting ready for the season over there on West End.
You know, I think a lot of us kind of appreciate it. You know, it gives these guys you know a little bit more to look at and say, see, they believe last year was an aberration. So you're not getting a lot of respect from anybody else, and that's fine. You know, players you know use whatever they can to feed on that. So and let's face it, there are a lot of unknowns this year. In the conference, and you know, Tennessee with a new coach, a new staff, you know, a lot of different faces. South Carolina, you know, is Garcia going to be the guy at quarterback? Are they going to be able to put it together offensively and replace a lot of the defensive losses that they had? Mississippi State with a new coach, you know, Ole Miss highly thought of, you know, is that going to play out? I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty in the conference this year. So I guess. When that happens, a lot of people fall back on their old habits, and their old habit is to pick Vanderbilt at the bottom.
Joe, good article on Gaston Miller this morning, and just talking about how he's going to probably key the return game.
I think he's got a good chance to. They've made some changes in that and that hopefully would benefit him in the way they're going to approach things. And I think we talked even last week a little bit that I think one of the wide-open areas on this team is the return spot for punt returns and kick returns, and I think Gaston's got a good chance to be in the mix on that. He certainly has explosive speed. He can be a guy that can make a huge play for you, and he readily admits his biggest deal was hanging on to the football, you know, last year. He's got to get better at that, and he has. If he can continue to do that, I think he's got a chance to be a pretty solid performer in the return game.
John Cole back out there yesterday?
Yeah, got back out yesterday. That was good. Good to see him get a little action. Jared Hawkins still out. You know, they're being very careful with him. He was doing a lot of work on the sidelines, but not, you know, on the field of play. And I guess the guys are being very careful with a lot of these guys this year. You know, you got some guys that have a mild pull of a groin or a hamstring or whatever, and they're going to sit them out and not risk it getting worse. So you're seeing several guys each day. Greg Billinger was out yesterday a little bit. Just, you know, several guys sort of taking a little time instead of trying to push through it this early.
And, Joe, as people get ready for their weekend, I want to make sure we mention the Door Jam is coming up on Sunday.
4:00 on Sunday. Looking forward to it. Going to be a great turnout again, I hope. And, you know, got a lot of fun things planned. Obviously a chance to meet the players and the coaches and get autographs and get pictures and just have a good time. We had, you know, had tremendous crowds in previous years and certainly expecting more of the same this year.
Joe, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.